This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us on the program is Mr. Chris Ward, an emeritus professor of rehabilitation medicine at the University of Nottingham, England. He trained in neurology at Oxford, having spent 3 years doing research on Parkinson's disease at NIH, Bethesda, Maryland. Specializing in long-term neurological conditions led him to train in systematic psychotherapy, and since retiring as a doctor, he has been providing family therapy for children and adolescents with mental health problems. And I should be calling you Dr. Ward, even though you are retired. Dr. Ward, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You bet. Good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. So tell us, for starters, what has illness got to do with well-being? Let's start there today.
Well, you could almost turn that question around. I wonder if you've ever had the experience of being very unwell, say having flu or something like that, and feeling as though you've forgotten what wellness is like. You know you're feeling terrible, but you don't know quite what wellness was. And then suddenly it hopefully will come back to you a few days later. Thinking about illness provokes us into asking that question. The question of wellness becomes clearer once you recognize that it's not simply a question of not having a disease. Illness and disease are different. You can have a disease without feeling ill. And actually, you can be seriously ill without having a disease.
And I'd say that's certainly a great place to kick things off here today, and certainly has gotten my attention here on the topic. So get into this further. What's the difference between a disease and an illness then?
Well, a disease is something you can see. It's something you can see under the microscope or on a brain scan. It's a biological process. It's what human beings can have diseases, but so can fruit flies and dogs and trees. You can see and touch it. In a person, you'll see a lump on the skin or a brain scan lesion or some abnormal blood test. In a tree, I've got one at the bottom of my garden with brown patches on the leaves, signs that the branches are dying, and that's disease. Now, I don't suppose we should underestimate the capacity of a tree to feel things. Maybe they can feel something, but no one thinks of my tree at the bottom of the garden as ill. And nor does, on the other hand, every human who has a disease feel ill. If you have athlete's foot, I don't know whether you call it that in the US, or tinea pedis, as we call it in Latin, that's a disease, but it doesn't make you feel unwell. You're not ill when you have it. And for all I know, I might have cancer right now as a disease, but if so, it's not making me ill, not right now. On the other hand, you can be ill without having a disease. That's perhaps even more difficult to remember. People diagnosed with things like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, whatever you call those things, they're definitely ill. I used to meet them in my medical work, and sometimes they were severely ill. But there's next to no evidence of a disease. The same goes for mental health problems. A member of my family was severely depressed when I was a teenager. He was terribly ill, but nobody really thinks of depression as a disease. It's not a disease by any stretch of the imagination. So I think of illness as a kind of suffering. So you can have disease without suffering, and you can have illness without disease. It's what you feel when your bodily experiences and your feelings have in some way gone wrong. In my book called Between Sickness and Health, I talk about this. I talk about illness as when you don't feel yourself. Physical illnesses sometimes produce that feeling, sometimes they don't. Chronic pain can make you feel ill, but not everyone with pain feels ill. I found plenty of patients who had serious chronic pain but wouldn't say they were ill. Mental distress can produce this crisis of your mind and your body, make you feel you're not yourself. And it's just as real as a disease, but the two aren't the same thing. Does that make sense?
It certainly does, and so helpful, and it certainly is a lot of food for thought. Most folks don't stop and think about it like that, and it's good to stop and really analyze all this for sure and to talk it through. Now, what other experiences led you to think of illness as something different from disease?
Well, I was talking about it was my brother, actually, when I was a teenager, so that was a personal experience started me off. But then in my medical work, I kept meeting people with terrible conditions like motor neurone disease and Huntington's disease and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease. They were all diseases. You could show them on their brains and nerves that there's something going wrong. But whether they felt ill was something altogether different. And I used to ask them, do you feel ill? And some would say yes, and many would say no. My book is full of stories of people living their lives to the full, often with very severe disabilities. They had a kind of wellness. They had the kind of wellness that's open to everyone, absolutely everyone, to have, even in the presence of the most serious kinds of disease. In fact, I think there's a way you could say that you can be sort of well, even on your deathbed, in the sense that you can feel that you are yourself at that point. Or again, you might not. So that's really the kind of experiences I found in my medical life particularly that brought me to realize we mustn't keep confusing disease and illness, and we must try and find out a bit more about what it means to feel ill and what we can do about it to get better.
Today we're joined by Dr. Chris Ward, an Emeritus Professor of Rehabilitation Medicine at the University of Nottingham, England, who specializes in long-term neurological conditions and today provides family therapy for children and adolescents with mental health problems here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, just to clarify things, are you saying that illness is just a state of mind, something people can't cure themselves of by willpower? Clarify that for me, if you would.
Absolutely not. Anyone who tells you they are ill has to be taken seriously and helped. They're not pretending and they're not fake. They're suffering. And part of feeling ill is feeling helpless. You need other people, usually, to guide you towards wellness. Of course, there's a lot you can do, but you need other people. My book's final chapters in my book, Between Sickness and Health, include one about resources that can help recovery, for example, medical interventions, obviously in care, and another about obstructions that stand in the way of wellness, such things as personal difficulties, as well as the body's limitations that make it more difficult for people to get towards wellness. But it's not a state of mind. It's something that people have to be helped to get through.
And certainly do appreciate the clarification there and for your response. Now, what are the ingredients for recovery then?
Yeah. Obviously, diseases need physical treatments, but it was often distressing to see that people thought that the only response you could make to illness was to find a cure for it. And if you couldn't find a cure, then that was that. There was no hope for you. Recovery, as I say, it isn't a cure. It's not a destination that you arrive at and you're suddenly brilliantly healthy. It's a process. It's a turn towards what counts for you in your life. It's towards any form of wellness that you turn towards is a turn towards recovery, as I call it. As I said, you know, could almost have that on your, I think you can say you can recover yourself. You can become yourself on your deathbed if it's open to you, if people will help you. I think there's some skills that are helpful. One of them's rather strange. People always say, oh, he's in denial or she's in denial, and that's a terrible thing. Well, in my experience with patients, sometimes you had to deny it for a bit just to get on with life. But opposite to that, there's the skill of acceptance. We all know that, but we find it difficult. And another skill I identify in the book is disobedience, just not being the kind of thing you're supposed to be. So you're supposed to be a disabled, sick, hopeless person, and you disobey that instruction and you become something different. I've seen that happen so often. And another skill is the ability to stay in touch with your personal meanings. And I think you do that through reflection and insight. So, of course, that leads to hope. And in a way, that's a special sort of skill as well that people can develop.
Dr. Ward, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you with us today. A lot of great information. And again, like I mentioned before, a lot of food for thought here. Per our topic and conversation here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Well, I'd say that's a good question. I'd say illness is like pain. No one can tell you your pain isn't real, and no one should be trying to tell you your illness isn't real. Whether your symptoms are physical or mental or somewhere between the two, if you're ill, you're ill. But there's no need to assume that if you're ill, you've got a disease. So the important thing is that you don't fear yourself. And the way to get towards wellness is the process of finding yourself again. And others can help you do that. You can't achieve it on your own. Medicine and therapy can help. But human relationships can help. And if you're the ill person, look for someone to help you. And if you're the person who wants to help, there's something real that you can do there to help people back towards recovery. You're likely to need people who take the trouble to understand, who care, and who will go the distance with you. So I'm hoping that although my book's got a slightly depressing sounding title with the word sickness in it, it will give you a hopeful approach to feeling better yourself and helping others to feel better.
Well, Dr. Ward, a pleasure to have had you with us. Thanks for your time and information shared here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information on yourself as well as your book or any other information per our conversation today. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, you can go to the publisher website, that's Routledge, and just look for the title, Between Sickness and Health, A Landscape of Illness and Wellness. And my name's Christopher D. Ward, and you'll find the book there. And I think it'll be on your website as well, won't it, Eric? So you'll have the link there. That's the best link I can give you, I think. I've got a Facebook page as well that you could access via the website here.
Yes, and we'll definitely include links within the show notes of this broadcast to be of help as well. Again, Dr. Ward, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Much enjoyed talking to you. Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Chris Ward, an emeritus professor of rehabilitation medicine at the University of Nottingham, England, who specializes in long-term neurological conditions and today provides family therapy for children and adolescents with mental health problems. And for all the details on the book Between Sickness and Health, visit Routledge.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.